Hi there. I was actually hoping to book an appointment on behalf of my dad. Is that possible to do?
Yeah, of course. Do you have his PHN number by any chance?
I'm still looking for the card, but he does have one somewhere.
Sure, dig it down, no rush.
I'm curious, how far ahead are you guys booking approximately? We're in Prince George.
You're in Prince George. Prince George is filling up. I think it was only availability during the first week of April.
First week of April.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm still looking for the card. We came from Alberta last year, so I hope he switched his papers over. Is it possible to still get him an appointment even with, say, like an Alberta card or an Alberta driver's license? Because we
Yeah,
are
does he have an Alberta? Sorry, go ahead.
yes, we are BC residents now.
Okay, yeah, if you're a BC resident, you have an address, and do you have do you have the Alberta health card?
He does, yes. Sorry, it's
Okay,
a little
cool.
disorganized. Do I okay.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Does he have a PHN number from British Columbia?
I thought he was
Or
going to
does he still have
I
to?
thought he was going to switch it over because we live here now. I'll have to talk to him when he gets back. But there are appointments in April for him.
Yeah, let me just double check. Well, why don't we do this? Let me just see if I can let me just manually search for him and see. Do you know his Okay, let me try something. What's his last name?
Patterson.
Patterson.
Yes.
His first name?
Michael.
Michael.
Yes.
And what is his date of birth?
March 14th, 1930.
And what's his telephone number?
Well, he uses mine, 250.
Sorry, go ahead. 250.
Yeah, sorry, 250-571-4475.
And what's his current address?
Is the PO box okay, or do you need like a street name? It's box
Box,
one
okay.
one two zero four five.
2045. Okay.
Prince George, BC, obviously.
And do you know his postal code?
V2L 088. Like we're not too far from the hospital. Like you can just walk up the hill a bit and we're there.
Yeah, I'm just searching manually in the database to see if I can if I can find him. Does he have another name? Like a middle name?
A middle name? Edward. Edward. Michael Edward Patterson.
I'm not sure. I don't think he has a BC health card. He might just have an Alberta one. Can I just put you on hold for 1 second? I just want to see if I can. And you don't have his Alberta health card with you, right?
It's somewhere around the place. Oh, since I have you, sorry, this is totally well, sort of related, but I do have to ask. Like my cousin's one of those like crazy conspiracy people who said that like none of this is actually approved by Health Canada. Is there any truth to that? Or is he like just going off on something?
Vaccine?
Yeah, like he's spouting all the stuff about how it's not actually approved, that they skipped all the testing and gave it that. Is there any truth to that, or is it?
No. these are approved by Health Canada and prior to administration.
Okay, so they've gone through all the regulatory steps and whatnot?
Correct, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I can also give you, like, a vaccine phone number, like, for the government of BC, and they can provide any additional information you may want.
Sure, I'll take that. Yep, I do.
Okay, so this is the COVID-19 information line.
Okay.
It's 1-888.
Okay.
COVID-19.
Okay. Oh, so just the number equivalents of the letters.
Letters.
Okay.
Exactly. So you can give them a call if you have any questions about the vaccine being administered.
Okay.
You can definitely talk to someone there, okay?
Because, I mean, you see such nonsense on the internet, it's like, where's this coming from?
Well, the internet is quite active in things.
I see this nonsense, it's like, this is like some UN World Health Organization plot to depopulate the world. It's like where do you get this garbage from? I know, but you know. Okay. Can I still book with, even though I haven't found the card yet?
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at the protocol here. Give me 1 second. Can I put you on hold for a couple seconds?
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi.
Okay,
is it just the one place in Prince George, or do we have options?
It's at the Civic Center. Do you know where that is?
Okay, it's down by the casino.
I actually don't know, but I can give you the physical address.
Okay.
808 Canada Games Way.
Oh, yeah, it's by the casino.
Okay, so it's called, I guess, Prince George Conference.
Okay, yeah, it's not too far of a drive.
Availability on April 7th. Do you prefer morning or afternoon? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. April 7th, that's what, Tuesday, 3 weeks from now?
Just check my calendar. April 7th is a Wednesday, yeah.
Okay. That works.
So I have something at 10:50 a.m. Does that work for you or your dad?
Yeah, we can do it. I'll be driving him. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
And what was his middle name?
Edward.
And last name?
Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Is it a double T or one T?
Two T's.
Two T's, got it. Okay, Michael Edward Patterson. And his date of birth is at 1938?
No, 1930, March 14th. Oh, the actual lot we're on?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'll have to look it up. We just use the P.O. box for everything. Or can you use the P.O. box for registering, or do you need the physical, like, geographic location?
Okay, what's the mail PO box mail address?
It's 12045.
12045, PO box 12045.
Yes.
And do you know the postal code?
V2L0A8.
And does he have a home phone number?
Well, he uses my phone a lot. 250. 571.
571.
4475.
An email address, email confirmation of this appointment?
Sure, yes, please. It's Terry, Terry.
Yeah. Sorry, give me one second, I apologize. I'm just confirming his booking. So, do you have a piece of paper and pen? Do you
yes.
want to write it down?
Yep.
It's on April 7th. 10:50 a.m. at the Civic Center.
10:50. Okay, got it. And you need the email confirmation?
Yeah. Yep, go ahead. What's the email address?
Okay, it's Terry, Terry.
Yep.
Dot Landers. LANDERS dot 1944.
Sorry, can you? I'm having difficulty hearing you. I apologize. It's very mumbled. Terry, LAND?
ERS.
ERS? So Terry Landers, and what's the year?
1944.
1944 at?
gmail.com.
I just want to make sure the email's correct. TerryLanders 1944 at gmail.com.
That's, yeah, sorry, it's Landers dot 1944 at gmail.com.
TerryLanders dot 1944 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Is there any dot or underscore after Terry, or is it one word, Terry Landers?
Oh, Terry Landers is, there's a dot between those.
Okay, so it's Terry
dot
dot
Landers
dot 1944 at gmail.com.
That's it.
Is done. Please bring photo ID with him.
Of course.
And he's good to go. He should receive an email. Once again, it's on April 7th, 10:50 a.m. Okay?
All right, that works. Thank you for the help.
No problem. Have a good day.
Yourself as well. Bye.
Bye.
And he doesn't know this is going up online.